Mr. President, for giving me the floor. To date, 55 high contracting parties to Protocol 5 have submitted national annual reports covering the 12-month period from January to December 2021. Since the meeting of experts of Protocol 5, which took place on 22 July 2022, we have received 8 annual reports. Though the official deadline for the submission of compliance reports was set to 31 March of each calendar year, the Implementation Support Unit receives national annual reports all year round. High contracting parties who have not yet done so are strongly encouraged to submit their reports. I would like to share with you a few figures relating to the submission of Protocol 5 national annual reports from 2008 to the present. The number of submissions of national annual reports has significantly increased since the entry into force of the protocol, along with the increase in the number of high contracting parties to the protocol. Since 2017, the number of submissions of national annual reports has remained relatively consistent. On average, each year, 56% of high contracting parties submitted a national annual report. In this slide, you may see the trend of percentage of high contracting parties submitting a national annual report over the years. Based on the number of national annual report submissions since 2008, the high contracting parties to Protocol 5 may be categorized in the following four groups. Number one, those that have submitted between 10 and 15 reports. Two, those that have submitted between 5 and 9 reports. Three, those that have submitted between 1 and 4 reports. And four, those that have never submitted a national annual report. Based on these different categories, the President-designate of Protocol 5 led several outreach activities in 2022 with a view to increasing the number of national annual reports submitted, as you will hear in a moment. In the most recently submitted reports, high contracting parties have provided information on, among other things, the increase in the use of digital means to conduct land and terrain surveys, periodic updates to and the development of new national standards and information management procedures regarding the recording, retaining, and transmission of information on explosive remnants of war, their readiness and availability to support and provide assistance to other high contracting parties on the implementation of Protocol 5, the provision of assistance through the development of activities that could prevent future contamination, including training personnel, improving weapon storage facilities, and the destruction of aging and at-risk stockpiles of ammunition, and the development of technical cooperation projects aimed at enhancing the independence of victims of conflict through disability-inclusive policies in partner countries. I would also like to take this opportunity to reiterate the Implementation Support Unit's readiness to support high contracting parties in drafting and submitting the reports. Thank you, Mr. President.